I did present at the before the conference started. The NFCD conference started on Thursday.
Madam Chair, there's background noise. They need to pound 1.
Okay, we can hear a siren. If pound 1 for the siren person. Okay, go ahead, Earth 4. Yeah.
For once, it's not Brooklyn making the siren noise. Usually it's us. I live right next to a fire station, but it's not us. So anyway, the day before the conference, there were the intensive workshops, which were all day long, and I presented at the How to Build a Radio Station, which was really, a coming together again of the Radio for People Coalition, which was wonderful because it's a really knowledgeable group of people and was a very successful intensive. And I was actually the first presenter because I had suggested to Carol that one of our problems last year was we kind of assumed that people had already figured out how to bring people together, and most people there haven't even brought a group together yet. So I started out the discussion with a recommended process for enlisting community in the project to begin with. And I presented together with Carol Pearson, who's president of the NFCB, and Aluzia, and I don't know her last name, but she's from Prometheus Radio Project, so it was kind of a three-organization presentation. And it was amazing. There were more than 40 new stations there, 40 groups of people who have gotten their license or are almost gotten it and are ready to build stations, and they came all the way from Alaska and Hawaii, and it was really, really amazing. It was kind of incredible just to see how many people actually have come through the process. And the general feeling about the whole intensive was very, very positive. And I met a lot of people who were building stations and, was able to introduce them to Pacifica and, had some very good discussions with them in terms of giving them encouragement and connecting with them. So there is a new generation of radio stations coming around the corner, which is like a whole brave new world, and it was very, very beautiful experience. I spent a lot of time at the conference talking with managers and just kind of reconnecting with people. There was a lot of anxiety about what was going on at BAI, and a lot of questions about that, and I tried to provide as much stability as possible and try to, address people's questions as best I could. And I did have a really great brainstorming session with a bunch of managers just talking about visions for the future of the affiliates program and how we can, find new ways to work as a network, and came up with some great ideas and some interest on some stations' parts to maybe put together a test group to try out some things. And, I can talk about that some other time with the group when we have more time. It's still all kind of in the planning stages. And I'm trying to think of anything else that hasn't been covered. I did have a talk with Carol Pearson, who's president of the NFCB, and she very generously offered to try to help with funding to under the umbrella of Radio for People to see whether it's possible for NFCB to possibly get some funding and act as an umbrella organization and possibly channel some of that funding towards Pacifica so that the affiliates program has a little bit more money to work with and can remain and, can continue to participate in the Radio for People process in helping new stations. And Teresa, you had a question about new affiliates?
Yes, you made a comment about, or you sent us an email, I think, about a new station. I guess it was maybe, it was a new station in Wisconsin, I think.
Yeah, the folks in Wisconsin.
And I thought maybe some of us don't quite know what step this station was in the process and when they actually go on the air. So I thought maybe you might want to briefly say these are the steps, this is what you have to do very quickly, and give us a clue as to, I mean, are they on the air now? Are they on PacificaNetwork.org now? Or are they using our services now? I just about the timeline there.
They have been an internet radio for quite a few years. They've been really involved with a lot of long-term planning. And so they've been planning for this for years. So they are not on the air. They actually asked to affiliate with us about half a year ago as an internet station, and then we were kind of halfway through the process, and then for some reason they decided to wait until they went on the air. I guess they just felt, I don't know, it was just too much for them to take on at once. So they just got their permit to construct, so now they have 3 years to get on the air. And I have a feeling they'll get up pretty quickly because they're pretty well organized. But they, you know, like everybody else, their big job right now is to find the money to build. And so my guess is with them is that they will probably get around to the affiliation part in a year or so, because they're just right now they're just thinking about building the station. They're not thinking about programs a whole lot, and they already have a full set of programs. So, but James has been part of the Midwest Media Conference Group that gets together every Monday, and a conference call. So, and I met him in Iowa City when I went out there as part of Radio for People. So he's been, you know, very kind of close to the process the whole time, and he's actually from KPFA originally. So he came in with a lot of hostility towards Pacifica. it's been a long process of making friends and, you know, changing that energy. So, but I think they're pretty typical of a lot of stations right now. They just got their permit. They're in the process of just, you know, jubilation over that. And now they're thinking about how to build. So with a lot of these stations, I think we're looking probably a year down the road. But are all in communication, you know, because they're involved with the discussion about how to build. And I'm involved with that because of the conference calls that happen every Monday. Does that answer your question?
Yes. Thank you.
Yeah, it's all, you know, a lot of this stuff is pretty informal right now. But the implication is once they get on the air, of course they're going to be with us. So it's kind of where we're at right now with a lot of them. And our station in Missouri, Kabul, Missouri, they I think went on the air this week or last week. And they are affiliates. They affiliated before they went on the air. And one of my great sorrows is that I don't have the technical ability right now to make a PSA. They wanted a PSA for their first day on the air from Pacifica, you know, announcing they were an affiliate. And actually, Alan, can I maybe talk to you about that afterwards?
Hello?
Alan?
Uh-huh.
Could I possibly talk to you about some help with that? I'm looking around for somebody who has, you know, sound editing skills.
I could maybe delegate over here. My workload is rather extreme since there have been, you know, staff cuts at KPFK.
Yeah.
Well,
maybe you have some idea of somebody in the network who can help me right now, because I don't have the ability right now to do it. I've kind of
tell me again what you need, Ursula.
Well, they want to go on the air with a sound clip from Pacifica, basically, you know, welcoming them to the air and announcing that they're with Pacifica. I mean, it's great public relations for us.
Right.
And it kind of breaks my heart that we can't do it. People really appreciate it, but I really tapped out all my volunteers.
It's a wonderful thing to have.
When are they going on the air?
I think they went on last week.
How would sound files be delivered?
Through AudioPort.
And how long would it be like a 1 minute promo?
I think 1 to 3 minutes, something like that.
And you could deliver the audio files through AudioPort, and we could pick them up on our end.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't. That's the thing. I don't have any audio files because I don't have the ability right now. I can't even use my computer right now.
So we would have to get them on the phone. get them on the phone and record it, or who would give?
No,
the...
we're not recording. We would be recording something to them. I mean,
right.
I could get on the phone and record something with you if you wanted, and I could, you know, I could talk to some, or not you, but whoever was free. I could talk to them about possibly what kind of sound files to use. But you know, we basically put it together for them. Just you know,
right. So they would basically like a promo spot,
yeah.
1 to 3 minutes long with some appropriate music. Do you have
maybe Brian DeShazer would help?
Brian could help, and there are
maybe
people here who could
Mark,
help.
Yeah.
But
maybe
the other, Mark Torres would be perfect. Of course, I'm in the same building with him. The thing, though, is do you have access to WBAI?
Not right now, no. I don't really have access to anybody who could
work. Hello?
Yeah, hello?
Can I make a recommendation that it be done as a standard format where you just have to put in the call letters? So that you'll have it whenever you need it, and you don't have to race around when other stations come on board.
Yeah.
All you have to do is put in, you know, the specific call letters.
Yeah, my recommendation. First of all, Mark Torres, that's a great idea, and Mark Torres is a exceptional editor, a little smoother than I am as an editor. And but Ursula, if you're to voice it, it would be best to have you not on the telephone.
Yeah.
We could maybe have Mark voice it, or I could help Mark voice it.
Or I could probably get someone here to help me record it. And I think
Ursula, this is John. You want me to come over this weekend and bring a laptop and record it for you?
Yeah, maybe. Look, we'll talk about it. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, the thing is, I would like studio quality, especially if we're going to use it and reuse it. That's a great idea, and it would be great if you had studio quality on your vocal recording, Ursula. And why don't I? But also, Ursula, why don't I talk to you about this tomorrow? What's a good time to talk?
Anytime is convenient for you. I mean, I'm 3 hours ahead of you, so if you want to call me, you know, just not after. I have to leave the house by 5.
So I'll probably call you around 3 or 3:30 your time.
Okay, that would be great. Thanks.
Oh, okay, cool.
Super.
Okay.
Did you have anything else to add to your report, Ursula?
No, that's it. Thanks for listening.
Thank you. Okay, subcommittee report. We have affiliate director eligibility, which goes to the question of representation and how we want to resolve that, which is really a significant philosophical discussion. And I would urge that we continue to carry it, but that we need to figure out some way to, or set aside enough time to be able to have a fuller discussion about it. Because we did do some work on it. There was some disagreement within the group. Dina, are you on?
I'm on that. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, because I keep going back and forth.
Excuse me, Afia. There's one thing I did forget, which I don't want to leave out, which is I did want to thank John for sending a report to the affiliates meeting, which I did give out, which was very well received.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
Oh, I just wanted to say, I wanted to thank John for sending a technical report that was handed out to the affiliates at the meeting.
Ah.
Yeah, that was very helpful. It was very helpful to have reports from the three areas that directly affect affiliates. One was, of course, Ursula as coordinator. The Brian, the archives, and John as technical director, and Grace Aaron also sent a statement of support and solidarity, and a commitment to enhancing and advancing the affiliates program. So it was a really very full presentation, which takes me back to the question that someone asked earlier. With regard to complaints about not or inadequate service. And I think that by approaching it in the manner that we did, a lot of questions that might otherwise have arisen were anticipated and addressed. Okay. So, Dina, did you want to say something about affiliate director eligibility and whether or not you think we should continue to work on that?
Well, I think all the committees should be continue to be worked on. My question was, you know, we're not working on them. What are we doing, in essence?
Madam.
I mean, I know that we go through the format of the attendance, you know, the agendas, and listening to, you know, what happens at the PNB and what happens in the month, you know, review with Ursula, but we're not moving the task force forward on any projects whatsoever this year. That was my concern.
Well, I think it's a well-founded concern. And for me, my focus has been on getting the PNB to recognize the program institutionally, first to preserve the program and to make sure that we had at least one staff person, if not the persons who were let go, Pete and Doug. So I think that at least for the moment, that issue is resolved, and the question becomes, what are the next steps in that regard? And what I've been working on is institutionalizing the a freestanding budget for the affiliate program, which has not existed previously and which I think is critical to not only institutionalization, but clearly identifying the significance and role that the affiliates program plays within the Pacifica network and how essential it is to Pacifica's well-being. And then the third point is what I've come to call Rip Robbins' motion, which sets out parameters of the program as an official outreach program, and how do we get that advanced and embraced by the board and as a framework for talking about the future of the program. So it's less, for me, it's not a question of whether or not we need to address it. It's a question of timing, because I think that it is important that it's addressed in order to make sure that we have representatives on the PNB that are making sure that the contribution of the affiliate is not only recognized, but contribute to Pacifica's realizing its potential as pound, pound, mute, whoever's talking in the background.
Pardon me, Madam Chair.
One, I'm sorry. Yes.
I think that's Alan Minsky who needs to mute. But
hello? You could hear me?
Yes.
I was joking around with Jim Lafferty. Sorry about that.
Madam Chair, I do want to call to your attention that on the agenda, item number 6, after the affiliate coordinator's report, was discussion of points raised during the affiliate open mic.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm looking at a wrong agenda then. Okay. So, my apologies. Let me go
through
that.
Your comments are very appropriate and useful. Thank you.
Was there something in particular that folk wanted to say in that regard? Go ahead.
I'm sorry, Madam Chair.
Whatever points people want, were there particular points that folk wanted to make or to reiterate the points that were raised on the open mic?
Madam Chair, perhaps we could postpone this for our next meeting. I'm very concerned. We had very valuable information that they gave us. These people were very positive and supportive of Pacifica, and somehow I want them to be acknowledged that we heard concerns, we heard their suggestions, and maybe we're pulling these ideas together and actually implementing change or giving some direction to what they've given us.
I agree. I absolutely agree. If there's no objection to their being moved forward to the next meeting, then let's do that. And to do it in a way that they're closer to the top of the agenda.
Will do, Madam Chair.
Okay. I'm looking at the wrong agenda, so I need your help. Is next the subcommittee report?
Chair.
Could someone help me, please?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Oh, I've been trying to get in. did we finish on the subcommittees?
Well,
we were discussing affiliate directors eligibility / role with Dina Colbert and Ifia Wangaza, and Ifia had mentioned 3 points. The final point was that she wanted the affiliates as outreach to be considered a framework for this program, and timing was important.
Right. I'm wondering if instead of it being in the format of committee work, whether we can take each of these committees and sections and put them on the agenda, for each of the meetings and see if we can't collectively move it forward rather than putting it into a committee that doesn't meet.
Well, if there's no objection, I would say let's try it, because having it as a committee hasn't worked. So we obviously need to do something different.
You know, that's all I'm saying is let's try it and see if that moves any of these committees forward. I mean, we only have 2 committees. So does that need a motion, or can we just try it?
I would like you to put it in the form of a motion, if you could, so I can write it to the minute.
Go ahead.
Sean, do you want to make a motion?
Sure.
Are you? Yeah.
This is your baby. Why should I make a motion?
Why are you going to put it on Sean?
Well, I'm just trying to spread the wealth here rather than it be one person constantly.
I think you wanted to see if Sean was awake.
I know he's there. He's always there.
Yeah.
I make a motion that to work on each committee, at least one committee, at each meeting for the next 2 meetings, and then reassess where we go with it.
Perhaps it would be best if you just state what you want to, which one you want to work on at the next meeting.
This is Chandra. I apologize for coming late, but could you explain what you're proposing, Dina?
I'm proposing that since we haven't been able to meet as committees because of people's schedules and lack of time, et cetera, that we take each committee and just try working with it publicly for the next 2 meetings and see whether that helps move the committees forward in any way. And then reassess.
And not have a separate day for the committees to meet?
Correct. But where everybody works with it collectively.
Well, then it's just part of the regular agenda. It's not really a separate committee.
Well, we're just trying it. It's just a...
All right.
Well, so we could say for a specific time, period of time, we could meet as a committee
of the whole
on,
yeah.
On a specific point.
Okay. Gina moves to lead discussion.
No, I didn't move to lead the discussion.
Director eligibility / role as a with the committee of the whole at the May meeting.
If you want me to, I will. But I'm just suggesting that the group as a whole work on the parts of the committee that we seem not to be moving forward with.
Well, I would urge that you would do it, Gina, and that way it'll help us to focus. Yeah, I think so.
But I would encourage you to be specific about what you want us to do to discuss at that meeting, and perhaps even give us a suggestion as to what we should be thinking about before the next meeting, so we could do some preparation. If you might want to focus on something specific that you are comfortable with or you think is most pressing.
Well, Afia, you and I need to meet and figure that out first then.
Okay.
All right.
One thing I think for sure is the bylaw that we were contemplating but submitted too late last year.
Right.
So, okay, so why don't we exchange emails, Dina, as to what's going to wind up working for us.
Okay. And what email should I go to since the other one didn't work?
ENTMB.
At AOL?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, and then Ms. T., Madam Secretary, would you take the next one, the affiliate definition for the next month, or June?
What I would like to discuss is fundraising.
Is what? Oh, fundraising. Do you want to do that in June, for the June meeting?
I would be happy to do that, but I may be on vacation in June, so I might be calling in from like a payphone or something. But I'll be happy to do it. I'll do my best.
Well, maybe you can get somebody to work with you, and then that way, if you're wind up not able to participate, then it would still be covered.
Okay, Madam Chair, I will be happy to discuss fundraising at the June 11th meeting. Actually, I think I will be available for that.
What about affiliate definition? Ursula, would you be willing to take that up? Just to, as providing information and facilitating the discussion, not... Are you still there?
Yeah, sure.
Are you saying yes, you would be willing, or yes, you're still
on
the call? Okay, thank you.
Madam Chair, are we saying the July meeting?
Yes.
Okay. Can you be clear about what you're asking me to do?
Basically, all you would be doing at this point, and maybe you and Teresa can talk about what she had been thinking about as the convener of that subcommittee. But what I'm thinking is what historically, and I think there's a definition in the bylaws So you'd have the definition and the bylaws, and you'd have the contractual definition, and then you'd have then it would be what do we think probes for what do we think are more effective is a more effective definition if we needed an other definition. I think there was some question about internet versus terrestrial.
There really isn't any question there. That was a legal question that Nicole Sawaya raised, but that was resolved with our lawyer.
Ursula, are you saying that we don't really need to discuss this anymore? We don't need to discuss the definition of affiliates for whatever legal purposes or whatever was pressing at one time?
I think there's always room to clarify that. There's a lot of areas that are gray.
Well, I hate to just create busy work for ourselves. If you think that might be pressing in July, we'll put that on that you'll lead discussion of that.
Sure, I'm happy to do that.
Okay, folks, I'm sorry, but I really do have to get off. I really appreciate what's been done so far, and I'll check in with one of you to find out what happens the rest of this evening.
Thank
okay.
you.
Bye-bye. Yeah, I'll be Alan here. I'm going to spin away too, and I'll be talking to Ursula at noon my time tomorrow. Okay.
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 Thanks. Bye-bye.
Thank
bye.
You.
Yep. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay. Let's see. Where are we? New business.
We are at New Business Grassroots Radio Conference, Madam Chair.
Which will not be held this year. It'll be KMUD will be sponsoring it next year, and so it's kind of keep an eye out as for developments and communications as they arise.
Next item on the agenda is fundraising, which has been postponed to for discussion on June 11th. So the next item is affiliate program budget development.
Okay. Ursula, where are you on that?
Well, I'm where I'm always at. I feel that it's a problem that the assistant was removed, and the longer time goes on, the worse the problem gets. I mean, that's the pressing. I mean, I'm experiencing a crisis situation. Because I'm having a very difficult, there's a lot of difficulties here. And I expressed that to, I spoke with the interim ED, and she advised me to bring it up with the finance committee. She told me to contact Jamie Ross. I did. And his response was that there needed to be some sort of study made as to, the cost of that. And I responded, and I told him I didn't think there actually was a cost involved, because the program is not a cost; it's not incurring costs. It's more an issue of allocation of some of the income in this area. And he didn't respond to me. I did bring it up with the and I did express to him that. I would appreciate it if it was not treated as something that needed like a study because of the time element involved, and that this was a position that was approved by the board, and I did discuss it with the CFO with Laverne, and she asked me to send her a request via email, and I just haven't had time to do it because I have not been. I've been on the road, and I couldn't tell, where she was at with it. But my position still is that it would be very helpful if this was not treated, as a cost that had to be evaluated, but it would be seen as a necessary, as a necessary adjustment that just needs to be made to the current budget, and to respond as quickly as possible. So it's not clear to me whether that is seen as a legitimate request or not. I can't tell.
I think that the appropriate thing is for you to do what she asked you to do, and then we can deal with what the response is rather than speculating. So if you will do that...
I fully plan to. I never said I would not. I'm saying I've been on the road, and I haven't been able to get to it. I literally... I got back to New York yesterday, and I'm literally just trying to catch up. So I plan to do that.
Okay. Well, then we can deal with next steps.
Ursula.
Yes.
I do sympathize with you. It sounds like, in some ways, if I were in your position, I'd feel like people had me doing some busy work, doing what is all I've already done several times, because.
Well, then that should be pretty easy to deal with. Just pull out whatever's been done in the past and resubmit it. If it may be useful to to copy me on it, and I can follow up with it from there.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah. I think I CC'd you on the correspondence with Jamie. And I'm happy to continue doing so.
If you don't mind, if you would like call me and either leave a message on my voicemail, because unless I know to look for something, I'm not going to see it.
Okay.
Thank you.
I guess other than that, I do have to say that. LaVarne did ask me to give her a list of expenses, just in terms of office expenses.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, costs for the telephone expenses. And so I'll be submitting that to her as well.
Great.
And I get the impression that her intention is to create a budget for next year for the program.
She's been directed to do that. Grace Aaron, the chair and interim ED, has directed her to do that. So, you know.
Yeah. So I just I have some question as to what the process is to do that.
Well, I would just say do what she asked you to do.
Well, that we haven't gotten to that part yet, so maybe there'll be clarification of what that process is.
Well, it sounds to me that what she's doing is trying to get the necessary information in order to put it in a budget form. I would, so again, you know, I kind of take my, as I've just said to you before, wet magic wand approach. If you had a magic wand and you could wave it, what would it look like? That means two staff people, a staff person and a half, or whatever.
So you're suggesting I put together a wish list type of budget?
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so let's see. Next meeting, date, and agenda. I think we've indicated some items to be carried forward for the agenda. And the next meeting date is what?
May 14th of 09.
Okay. If there is nothing else, I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Thank you. Thank you all very much for coming. And this weekend has been a hectic weekend, so many thanks.
Okay, good night, everybody.
Take care.
All right.
To turn off the